This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
At 1:12 a.m., officers responded to 40 Wilson Street. Upon arrival, officers located five victims suffering from gunshot wounds. Two adult males, one adult female, were pronounced at the scene. Two additional victims, an adult male and a young child, were rushed to Boston Medical Center. The child was pronounced shortly thereafter. The fifth male is still in critical condition at Beth Israel, not Boston Medical, and not expected to survive his injuries.
That was Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis speaking at a press conference today after a Mattapan shooting spree that marks the deadliest killing in Boston in almost 5 years. As the commissioner said, four people died. A fifth person isn't expected to survive. One of the victims was reportedly between 2 and 3 years old, and all five people shot were found outside on the street early this morning. Police haven't released the names of the victims or identified any suspects, but law enforcement officials believe the suspects knew the victims. Here's Suffolk County District Attorney Dan Conley.
In our experience, this kind of violence with this kind of magnitude is not something that's random. There is usually some connection between the victim and the killers. And for this reason, we believe that there may be others out there who have some helpful information that will help us solve this case. So again, please step forward. The call is free, and you can remain anonymous.
The Boston Globe is reporting that the shooting may have occurred after a drug deal went badly, and that's a report based on the statements of anonymous police officers. As part of their investigation, police are searching for a silver or gray Ford Explorer that was spotted leaving the scene, and they're asking the community to contact law enforcement officials with any tips. Mayor Tom Menino also spoke at today's press conference, and he called it an act of cowardice.
I want to like to bring the justice as quickly as possible, and also when they brought to justice, they never see the light of day.
Joining us now by phone from Mattapan is WBUR reporter Fred Tice, who's been covering the story. Fred, what is the scene out there?
So, hi, Sasha. I am about two blocks away from where the murders happened today. It's unusual to see the police cordon off such a large area around a crime scene. Very often when we respond to one of these stories and try to interview neighbors, we can go pretty quick, clearly right up to where the murders happened, or maybe within a block. One of the police officers on the scene told me earlier today that it was the crime scene was quite widespread. Another officer who works normally in this part of Mattapan said that who saw the crime scene said it was especially gruesome. And at this point, police are escorting children home to the various houses in the several block area that has been cordoned off.
So the crime scene is several blocks. It's not even a block. It's actually a big expanse of the street.
It is indeed, yeah.
Fred, I understand you've talked to some neighbors. What did they see, or what have they been seeing, and what are they saying?
Several neighbors said that they heard the gunshots. I spoke to one neighbor who said he was at his computer and distinctly heard six gunshots. He ran out to number 40 Wilson Street, which is where the shootings occurred. He saw on the sidewalk two naked bodies, naked adult bodies, and he saw a gray or silver SUV pull around with New Hampshire license plates, pull around the corner at high speed, his tires screeching, and leaving the scene. The same neighbor says that knows the owner of the building and talks to him frequently, and that the owner of the building is a member of the Boston Police Department, according to this neighbor, a member of the SWAT team in Boston Police Department. The SWAT police vehicle is often parked there, and that's what that particular neighbor said. In general, many neighbors describe hearing the gunshots, but in general, there's also a sentiment around here that they would love to see more police presence. Although one neighbor pointed out that there was another shooting just maybe a block away from where I am, say three blocks from where the today's shootings occurred, and it happened right in front of police. So she was saying that by way of pointing out that police presence isn't always going to stop this kind of violence. Sure. And generally, people would like to see more activities for young people in the city. They say the city's trying to do a good job, but they would like to see more to get the kids off the street.
Fred, thank you for that. I know you're trying to put a story together for this afternoon, so that I appreciate you took time out of your reporting to talk to us.
No, pleasure to do it, Sasha.
We're also joined by Reverend Jeff Brown. He's the executive director of the Boston 10-Point Coalition. That's a community group that works on violence prevention, and its members include two Mattapan churches. Reverend Brown, first, tell us your reaction to today's shooting.
I was shocked and horrified to hear about what had happened, especially when they had the woman and the two-year-old child who had been killed. This kind of act is especially heinous, and it affects the community in a very deep way. And so I'm just overwhelmed with frustration, around this kind of act.
Do you have a sense that for the larger community, there's a sense of resignation, or is there a new sense of outrage over this?
Well, I think for some people, there's a sense of frustration and maybe resignation because of this is not may not be a gang-related shooting, but it is illustrative of the culture of violence that we live in, and people are getting frustrated with that culture. But I also sense a kind of outrage over something like this when you have a two-year-old child. Who probably the day before, days before, was out playing in the streets or around the house, and now that child is gone. It just gives you a sense of outrage that something needs to be done.
Reverend Brown, before this morning's shooting, 50 people had already been murdered in Boston so far this year. That's 10 times more than at the same time last year, and 14 of this year's murders have occurred in Mattapan. Do you have any sense what's behind...
When you say 10 times, you mean 40 to 50, right?
Yes, exactly. Do you have any sense what's behind this increase in violence?
I think to some degree, when you have to look at it in its context. You never know when the spate of shootings can occur from week to week or from month to month. When you look at all of the violent crime statistics, you'll see that there is, there's an increase in the homicide rate, but if you look at the shootings, if you look at the stabbings, there's not that much of an increase. But saying all of that, one murder that occurs is one murder too many. And I think there are many, many people who are saying something needs to be done, but it can't just be done with law enforcement. It has to embrace the entire community. The entire community has to stand on this.
Reverend Brown, thanks for talking to us. Reverend Jeff Brown is executive director of the 10-Point Coalition.